Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
7919.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. We are here to remind you that small business is big business. Your business is our business. And fine, how do you do to you?
Well, good morning. You know, we are fueled by fan brags, and
it's
we love the fan bragging stories.
Yes, ma'am.
And here's one of the reasons why. I just saw a funny little review on Yelp that somebody put. You know, so when we talk about fan brag, it's lifting each other up, lifting up. People are doing great in business. There's
saying
plenty of
something
places.
Nice, recognizing great service.
But here's why we do the fan bragging instead of the fan, you know, complaining.
Yelping.
How about this one? Stuck in the drive-thru for 15 minutes waiting to get my coconut milk half-calf cold brewed latte, which is a dollar more than the regular brew. They are thieves. And they got it wrong. So I waited another 15 minutes for them to get it right. The line behind me was enormous. This happens every morning.
Get out of the drive-thru.
That's what I'm thinking.
If it happens once, shame on you, them, somebody. If it happens twice, park your car.
Right.
And
yeah,
don't yelp about it.
The line behind me was enormous. This happens every morning. And it's not his fault. Not his fault.
Yeah.
And he's paying an extra dollar more, he says.
His? There's a coconut.
I don't know who this person is because they're anonymous.
Yeah, well,
right?
I'm telling
right.
you, it's not his. Right. Okay, well, guess what time it is?
It's time.
Mm-hmm.
Choose the news.
That's exactly right. It is time for you choose the news. The game show, top of the hour. We like to play with the news. This is the kind of news you're not likely to find anywhere else but here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. And I've got four different stories for you today. Let's see what we got here. The new weight loss, Chinese weight loss plan. That's one.
Okay.
Ding Dong Ditch.
Oh, that's, I remember that.
That's part two. Disney's in the news again.
Oh,
Okay. Part three.
Okay.
And part four, Shoe Fly. Don't bother me.
Okay. let's see. What do I want? Shoofly. Let's do Shoofly. Don't
let's
bother me.
Let's do Shoofly. Don't bother me. Out of Illinois, and we're talking about Havana, Illinois. Illinois Police Department issued a warning to residents after an overnight mayfly invasion caused an insect-covered bridge to turn slippery. Blech. The Havana Police Department urged residents to use caution on the city's Scott W. Lucas Bridge Monday after the mayfly infestation caused the structure to become covered in the insects.
Ew.
Excuse me. At one point, they had piled 6 inches high, and when ran over, they became very slick. Oh, my goodness. Careful, slippery bridge. What's the problem? 6 inches of mayflies. That's gross.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Disney World's back in the news again. Ding Dong Ditch. or the new Chinese weight loss plan?
Chinese weight loss plan.
If you love it, put a rock on it.
A rock?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Chinese man walks around with a 40-kilogram rock on his head in order to lose weight. What's that? You'd like more information? Absolutely. 54-year-old man from Jilin, China, is making international headlines for his bizarre exercise routine. His name is Kong Yan. He claims that he daily walks with a 40-kilogram rock balancing on his head, and he says that it has helped him lose 30 kilograms in the last 3 years. Let's see, if you put a 40-kilogram on the top of your head and you lose 30 kilograms, aren't you still 10 kilograms heavier?
You're not. You know, I mean,
the truck is carrying the kilogram.
So why the rock on the head, though? What is it about wearing a rock on your head?
I'm looking for the answer to your questions in this news article that was written before you asked it.
Makes you lose weight. Is it that you're... Is it the walking? Is it something in the way that
It started 3 years ago when Yan said he realized he was in the worst shape of his life. He is 1 2/3 meters tall. This is written from England or China or someplace where they do measurements in other things than feet and pounds. He weighed 115 kilograms. He started worrying about obesity and how it was taking a toll on his physical health. I didn't want to take diet pills, so I decided to lose weight by doing more exercises. But instead of regular exercises, he placed a 15-kilogram stone on his head and walked as far as he could. As he got used to the routine, he replaced the stone with a 30-kilogram one and also increased the daily distance. Today, he walks up to 3 kilometers every day with a 40-kilogram block of concrete on his head. He's famous in his neighborhood. And he could be heard. And he could be heard mumbling the words, "The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain."
All right. Well, Susan thinks it's because of a balancing core workout, that as you're balancing the rock on your head and you're standing up a little tighter, you're balancing, you know, you're getting a little core workout. So you're actually getting some exercise at the same time.
Well, he's probably also eating one of those spinach and feta turkey burgers that you can find on all recipes on Facebook.
Ooh, no. What was the other one that you like?
You signed up for that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a loaded burger with 3 different types of cheeses.
Cheeses and bacon.
Yeah, with bacon-wrapped onions.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yum.
Okay, all right. I see where you're going with that. Mm-hmm.
All right, though, feta and spinach sounds good, too.
Well, that's the healthy side of things, the spinach feta turkey burgers. Which actually looks so good that Susan, the one that you just mentioned, posted on Facebook that I shared to my personal email so that I will be able to recreate it. Yeah. Okay. Disney World's back in the news, or Ding Dong Ditch.
Ding Dong Ditch.
Of course. Ding Dong Ditch left one Shorewood insurance agent an emotional wreck. What's the end result? A lawsuit. Insurance agent suffered severe emotional distress, anxiety, and weight loss, says the lawsuit. In Shorewood, Illinois, everything seems to be coming out of Illinois. Mayflies! A Shorewood insurance agent was left an emotional wreck by a teenage neighbor who repeatedly rang his doorbell and ran away, according to the lawsuit. Did you ever play Ding Dong Ditch?
Yeah.
Right? So
right, how fun.
Absolutely.
I mean,
Mr. Wilson.
Actually, I mean, it's kind of fun like once or twice, right? You know, to go and
then
hide.
It's always fun for the ding-donger.
Right. Right. Not to be ditched.
No.
It's never fun to be
ditched.
No,
because Mr. Wilson gets out of his lazy chair.
Right,
and then he gets up and he has to go put on his stockings so that he can go to the door. And he goes to the door and he opens it up and there's nobody there.
Yeah.
And out of the bushes you can hear... But there's nobody to be seen.
Okay. All right.
State Farm insurance agent John Wright has sued the youth. Did you say Utes? 14-year-old Brennan Papp, as well as Papp's parents, Rick and Sarah Papp. I think I should read that sentence again. State Farm insurance agent John Wright has sued the Utes. The Ute, 14-year-old Brennan Papp, as well as Papp's parents, Rick and Sarah Papp. Rick Papp is also a State Farm agent. Oh, it gets better. Ding Dong Ditch Oh, my gosh. And the lawsuit says this, why Pap singled out Wright for his doorbell delivery. Oh, devilry. Devilry, not delivery.
Okay, all right.
According to the suit, Brendan intentionally chose Wright's residence because he knew John D. Wright was an agent who had the insurance company like his father. For several weeks, the suit said, some unknown individual or individuals repeatedly rang the doorbell in Wright residence, and then the Wright went to the door, answered the door, no one would be at the door. It's commonly known as Ding Dong Ditch. This happened so often, the suit says, that Wright was forced to contact the police. However, no one was caught until June 26th. Brennan's actions.
How did he get caught?
The lawsuit was filed Brennan's actions were willfully, intentionally aimed at harassing Wright. Doesn't say how he got caught.
You have to put up, you know, video cameras to catch the doorbell ditcher.
But John Wright has sued the Ute, 14-year-old Brennan Papp, as well as Papp's parents, Rick and Sarah Papp. There you go.
Because they're after him. Because he's also a State Farm agent.
Put some pep in your pep step.
And they're just trying to harass him.
Finally.
For business purposes.
Disney World is in the news again.
Interesting. Okay.
Disney World is removing all alligator and crocodile characters and references from their parks and resorts. Well, you know, like Captain Hook's alligator.
Sure.
Gone.
It's gone.
Gone. The Jungle Cruise.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Gone.
We will not be doing that.
They've eliminated everything.
And you know what? I think they're between a rock and a hard place. They have to do something in order, because it sounds insensitive now that the child was abducted by the crocodile. Got to take a quick break, folks. But we will be back. I said the crocodile, I meant alligator. After this.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now. Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. By golly, I am excited about our next guest.
You are?
I am.
Well, with millions of children across the U.S. finishing the school year, starting summer break, it's an important time to focus on supporting our kids during the summertime to ensure that their overall development doesn't go on vacation just because they are out of school. Well, YMCA, more than 2,700 YMCA facilities are anchored in the communities across the country to nurture the potential of children by providing access to programs and services that help kids reach their potential. It's one of the nation's leading nonprofits in strengthening communities through youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. And they want 2016 to be the best summer ever, from summer camps and water safety lessons to programs designed to close the achievement gap and feed children who might otherwise go hungry. The YMCA is there for all of us.
We get to talk to Jorge Perez. He is the Vice President of Programs at the Y Experience, and we're going to all sing it together. Come on.
YMCA.
YMCA.
Have you been listening to that song all morning, Jorge?
We don't ever get tired of that song.
Welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Eric and Angel.
Absolutely. Hey, tell us what's going on. You've got the best summer ever programs rolling out. Talk to us about those.
Yeah, I mean, the best summer ever is kind of it's the way we describe a grouping of programs that happen during the summer months, obviously. And the idea here is, was mentioned earlier, is to help ensure that kids are continuing their development during the summer months so that they, you know, because education and growing doesn't take a break. And we have an opportunity to really enhance the educational experiences for kids, not just academically, but social, emotionally, and physically, making sure that they stay active all summer long, making it the best summer ever.
I love it. Okay, so what are some things that the YMCA is doing to actually help our kids kind of bridge that gap during the summer to help them retain, you know, some of that knowledge and some of those skills?
Well, this Best Summer Ever campaign is highlighting four specific programs. Camp, most of us know about the YMCA day camps and resident camps. We also have a program that works to close the achievement gap during the summer months for certain populations that do not have access to enrichment activities. We also have a summer foods program, and, of course, kids and water. Kids are all in pools all over and by in lakes and rivers all over the country. We want to make sure that we keep them safe. We have a safety around water program. And, you know, each one of them highlights a different part of their development. And we encourage YMCAs and parents to partner together to ensure that development of these young people continues during the summer months.
You know, Jorge, I am a product of activities as a child through the YMCA. I went through the basketball programs. I went through the swimming programs. I went to summer camps. I am your poster child, and some people would say I came out all right. So first of all, on behalf of my childhood, I want to say thank you. And, you know, let's talk about the water safety. That is such an important thing. And so many young people, you know, they don't get exposed to a proper training. And so, you know, I'm grateful that the Y is out there and doing this program and featuring water safety.
Yeah, I mean, Eric, it's the second leading cause of death for kids ages 1 and 14, drowning is. Wow. And if we don't keep kids safe around water, I think we miss an opportunity to for them to continue to develop. And it could be even an experience where they have a near drowning, and then they have they experience an entire lifetime of being fearful of the water. So we have revamped our safety around water program, and the idea here is that we are trying to encourage parents and communities alike to give these kids the basics so that they can self-rescue and get to the edge of the pool or the edge of the river or the canal where they may be swimming and exit appropriately. But absolutely, we want them to not just develop safety best practices around water, but that they develop a lifelong habit of swimming. We have swimmers that have been swimming with us for 70-plus years.
Wow. When you think of summer, and of course, best summer ever, yeah. It is often around water activities, right? Yeah. Being in the water, being in the pool, yeah. Splashing around.
And kissing. I went to camp and got my first kiss.
Yeah, oh, okay, mm-hmm. Kissing. All right. Hopefully we don't have a program for that, Jorge.
No, we try to... not include that in our programming, but, you know, kids will be kids.
Yes, we will.
One of the things, Jorge, is, you know, a lot of kids actually rely on, during the school year, the free and reduced lunch plans. And often they're at risk of going hungry and having some issues with that during the summer. Is the Y doing something to help bridge that gap for these families?
Yeah. In fact, what we know is that some 20 million children after summer starts, when they no longer have access to their free or reduced lunch, become significantly food insecure. The number of kids that are food insecure actually goes up from 1 out of every 5. And what we did a few years ago in partnership with the Walmart Foundation is begin to provide meals at multiple locations around the country. We actually have 1,500 locations this summer alone, where we're going to be trying to distribute 5 million meals
wow.
to some 250,000 kids all summer long, both breakfast and lunch, and at some locations, dinner. And if individuals want information, you can actually find information about these sites at www.ymca.net or call your local YMCA for details. But, you know, our idea is to help kids find a place where they can pick up a meal and continue the nourishment that they desperately need, especially during the summer.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much for what
Absolutely.
You guys are doing at the YMCA, helping our youth have the best summer ever. YMCA.net. Is that what it was, Jorge?
Yep, YMCA.net.
Perfect. Right. Perfect. Jorge, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Eric and Angel.
Absolutely. Very nice to have him along with us. And, boy, it does bring back fond memories. It was the best summer ever.
See, so, first kiss, huh?
Paris.
Paris? Yeah. You went to the YMCA in Paris?
Nope. I kissed Paris.
Oh, that was the name of the girl.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How old were you?
I was in, I started asking her if I could kiss her in third grade. She said no. And then we went back to camp on fourth grade, and I asked her if I could kiss her, and she said no. And then in fourth and a half grade, I asked my dad, what's going on here? And he gave me some great advice. He said, son, some things you just ought to do and be sorry for later. Fifth grade went way better.
You didn't ask her, you just kissed her.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you got to take a quick break, but when we come back, more positive business talk. And the social media advisor is in the studio. You're going to want to hang out for this. Turn up the volume and do business with the people who do business with the pros.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
No college degree and mid-career? Make a choice that can make a difference with the ITT Technical Institute near you. ITT Tech helps students develop skills and knowledge to pursue careers in promising fields. At ITT Tech, we offer programs of study including information technology, electronics technology, drafting and design, business, nursing, and the growing field of health sciences. To find out more about ITT Tech for yourself, just call 800-770-5440. That's 800-770-5440. Now, reduce the cost of education with the ITT Tech Opportunity Scholarship. We've always believed pursuing an education is a sound investment. And now, with the ITT Tech Scholarship, education could be in your future. 800-770-5440. Credits are not likely to transfer. For more information about all programs of study, occupations, on-time graduation rate, and median loan debt of students, placement rates, and other important info, please visit programinfo.itt-tech.edu. ITT Tech. Education for the future. 800-770-5440.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Please call 1-800-423-3054 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-423-3054. 1-800-423-3054. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-423-3054.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
biztalkradio.com.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business, and there's no business like social media.
Right? When you talk about social media, there are so many platforms to choose from. And how do you stay consistent? How do you make sure you've got a sticky message? How do you make sure that your business is actually being represented
you
online
need an advisor.
In a professional way? Well, we brought in the social media advisor, Holly Clear, from the Social Media Advisor. You can find her online at TheSocialMediaAdvisor.com, exclusive branding agency with a team in Colorado. She supports clients nationwide. She is a leading expert on process, support, and storytelling for brands on social media platforms. She's also a strategy consultant and a social media implementation trainer. That's a big word, right? She specializes in Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram, you name it, she does it. They provide social media. They've been doing it for the last 7 years. They're going to make sure that you are searchable and consistent with your messaging, posts, and activity. Wow. Holly Clear, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thank you, Angel and Eric. It's awesome to be
Holly,
here.
Holly, it is fantastic having you here. And I always love having you in the studio because the people don't know what they don't know. And most people don't know social media.
Sure.
It's a challenge.
It can become overwhelming.
It can. So let me ask you, because you're this expert on this, the that, and the Girls Network. That's Pinterest for those of you who are following along.
It's not only for girls.
Whatever. Is there anything that you, when you got into this line of work, you made an assumption that turned out to be wrong?
Well, sure. There's a lot of assumptions, right? I'm going to put myself out there and I'm actually going to get business every single time I put a post out there.
Wait a minute. This is a happy show.
Well,
it's not, right? You're not going to get posts. You're not going to get business for every post?
No, it's a long haul building a relationship with a business and with a customer and a potential client. And it's not, you just throw something out there and something comes back in return. You have to nurture the relationship.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's building that like, know, and trust through sharing of things that are interesting to your audience. And not only stuff about your business, it's not about you. What are they interested in?
Mm.
That's how you're going to build and nurture that relationship. You share stuff that's valuable to them, and they start engaging with you in return.
You know, we've seen some successes, you know, people that are really awesome. You know, they've got these great following, they've got this great interaction, and they've been able to really connect with their audience. But I think, Holly, that's still so few and far between. People are still really struggling with how to actually connect. It's like they forget that it's people on the other side.
Yeah, it is. It's hard when you're behind a keyboard, right? Because you can share blindly to the world and no one sees it or everyone sees it. And, you know, people tend to be too open, too forward, too sales pitchy, too opinionated when they're behind the keyboard. But if they look at it as, hi, Angel, I'm going to have a conversation with you today.
Right.
We're looking at each other. And it's that sparks it. You know, that's what gets me excited is when that aha moment comes
that's
on.
That's what gets me in trouble.
Yeah.
So, Holly, how do you keep that? How do you keep that focus in front of you? How do you help your clients keep that focus in front of you and keep them from not straying back to the overly opinion, overly sales side, but keep when it's just a keyboard they're staring at?
Yeah, I actually teach this with an internet safety class that I do for teenagers, and it's using the word think. You want to think before you act, and if it's not helpful, if it's not informative, if it's not nice, or if it's not kind, then maybe you shouldn't share it. And so I tell my girls all the time, I'm a mom, I tell them all the time, pause. Before you act, before you speak, and think about the words that you're trying to use or what actions are going to happen after that. Same thing with your online brand. If you pause and you think about what would I, as a user of Facebook, for example, want to see and engage with, then you're going to have a really good high return on that investment you're putting into that relationship.
I like like it.
I love the acronym. Right? All right, so Heidi.
Holly.
That would be Holly.
I'm so sorry. I was reading another word here. I apologize. Holly, talk to us a little bit about your customer experience. You serve clients of every size imaginable from all over the U.S. What could somebody expect if they're going to have you work with them?
Well, first and foremost, it's that getting to know you process. I've got to make sure that my team is a good fit as well as their team is a good fit for us.
Yeah.
Right? So there's a getting to know you process in that we do a complimentary discovery session where we will look at the online presence to determine what are your goals and where is your ideal target market? Because I don't want to build a brand for you everywhere if it's not necessary.
Right.
Right?
Nice.
So there's that component. There's a lot of education. We believe in ownership, accountability, and education, and that you have to be educated on how the platforms work in order to know how to manage them and hold yourself accountable.
Makes sense.
So we do a lot of education with our clients. We invite them to our workshops, and we want to make sure that they're up to speed on all the same methods that we're incorporating for them. And we do like to have monthly follow-up calls with all of our clients. How are things going? What things need to be changed? Our team develops custom branded images with their posts. We want them to be in their memes, right?
Oh, right.
My husband calls them memes.
Right.
But we want them, their brand to be incorporated into that and not just a generic Google image. So pretty much their brand is going to saturate the market when it comes to information and sharing. And that's what we want. We want the relationship focus. There is a time for lead generation, and some of our clients do paid advertising, but it's not a good fit for everybody.
Sure.
I love it. We're talking with Holly Clear, the social media advisor. Find her online at thesocialmediaadvisor.com. You actually just had a pretty big accomplishment.
Yeah.
Kind of a big accolade come your way. Tell our listeners about it.
Oh, what's that?
Social Media Day Denver.
Right?
So, yes, I'm a part of this group called Colorado Women in Social Media. There are 13 of us, and we are hosting a big event on the 30th of June. And we got a proclamation from the mayor, thanks to Aaron Sell. And it was basically the mayor saying, this is a day that we're supporting as a Denver community because they're giving back to the community and they're providing resources to the community. So we got this really cool letter with a stamp from the mayor. It was awesome. And then just this week, we found out that we are also listed on Mashable's website for Social Media Day. So it's pretty exciting.
It's pretty exciting.
Social Media Day.
And so I think one of the things, Holly, when we think about you know, what we do, often we're like the cobbler's shoes. So you do social media for your clients. And so I was going to ask you, what does that mean for your own company? Are you the cobbler's shoes? Like, you put it behind, but you're actually out there creating the social media day and you're actually walking the walk.
Yes. So I have team. I've got 6 members to my team, and they all have different specialties. Just like I just want to focus on social media and not SEO or websites, right? They all have their own special gifts and talents. And so I actually have someone who does my social media as well because I can't preach it and then not do it in return.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, and we've seen that, you know, somebody who is a social media expert, and then you go to their site and it's pretty empty, right? Because they're doing it for everybody else.
Yes.
And it's hard to look at that and think that this is something that would be valuable. All right. So what separates the social media advisor from the competition? What sets you apart?
Well, it's interesting because I don't necessarily feel I have a lot of competition, mostly because of the fact that our personalities are not going to be a good fit for everyone. And I work with so many different people that I can collaborate with that might be a good fit. So we don't work with all industries, but we've got relationships that can help bring that in. I feel that's a unique differentiator, being able to refer to another social media expert.
Yeah, absolutely.
And with that, we also don't have contract terms. We believe that the life cycle of our client relationship should just be based off of the success of that relationship. So we don't put an end date on our relationship, and we ask for 30 days notice, which is a unique thing as well.
Absolutely. I think it's a brilliant.
I love the abundance mentality and the giving mentality. Okay.
Thank you.
TheSocialMediaAdvisor.com. Where do they also find out about the event coming up on June 30th?
Yes. You can go to ColoradoWomenInSocialMedia.com. There's a link right on there for Social Media Day. If you search any social media platform, you can look up hashtag SMDayDen, D-A-Y-D-E-N. and you'll see all of the stuff that we've got going on. We've got a ton of tweets that we've been sharing about all the different topics and the Instagram scavenger hunt and the happy hour.
Well, oh, my gosh. It sounds fantastic.
Absolutely. Congratulations to you and all your success in getting the Denver proclamation of Social Media Day here in Denver. You guys are on a trajectory that is just brilliant. Let's give that information again. TheSocialMediaAdvisor.com. Don't forget the "the" in TheSocialMediaAdvisor.com. Holly Clear, she is your advisor, and she's here to help you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Angela and Eric, for having me. This is fun.
You betcha. And we're going to continue the fun right after these messages. Remember to turn up the volume. Do business with the people who do business with the pros. You're listening to the Experienced Pros Radio Show, and this is home of ExperiencedProsDeals.com. Haven't got your deals yet? Get on it!
You're listening to the Experienced Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us. You know, I like the piano, man, but I'm thinking I'm in the mood for something a little different.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean?
86 Billy Joel, Maestro! That's right.
We are in the mood for vacation.
Right? Summer's here.
Summertime, and we talk about vacations, but how many of people are really taking a vacation? And how many people are really spending time with their families? Well, according to the American Institute of Stress, 48% of Americans say work stress negatively impacts their personal life, while 35% stress out about how much their job actually interferes with their family time. But there is hope.
There's hope.
Right? Of course, summer time is upon us. And here to tell us what truly unplugging and taking a real vacation can mean to your family and your health is our work-life expert, Dr. Woody Woodward. Dr. Woody is an organizational psychologist, a certified professional coach. He develops management and leadership capacity as well as engaging and motivating employees. He's appeared on the Today Show, Live with Kelly and Fox and Friends, among many others.
And he's got a cool name. Dr. Woody, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thank you for the wonderful intro and the compliment on the name. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Hey, now school's out. Everybody's getting ready to talk about vacations. How important is it, do you think, to follow through with those plans?
Yeah, think about this. There was one statistic out there that found the typical American only uses half their paid vacation time in a given year. So in other words, we're leaving half of our paid vacation on the table. That's something that is owed to you by your employer, and that's money if you think about it. So, you know, we talk about being stressed because, you know, Angel opened the show talking about some of those stats around how much work is really stressing us, but at the same time, we're not taking time off to relieve ourselves from that stress. So I think we owe it to ourselves to, I think, take control and own that and plan some mini trips throughout the year so that you can pull your family together and engage with each other.
I love what you said, mini trips, and we're going to come back to that, I'm sure. Now, Dr. Woody, I was a case study 3 years ago. I had not been on a vacation for 12 years. But my my excuse was that I love so much the work that I was doing that work didn't require a vacation. I was not a stress statistic. But when I went on vacation, oh, boy, every year since. And now talk to us about what those mini vacations are kind of like.
Yeah, so well, I'm actually calling you guys from Kalahari Resorts and Conventions in the Pocono Mountains, so in Pennsylvania. And part of the reason I'm up here and I wanted to partner with these guys to talk about this is that small vacations, particularly when you can kind of drive or do vacations close by, are great ways to disconnect from your environment. So, you know, Eric, for you, you may have loved your work and had a great time doing it, but you also have to remember that family, friends, and those around you may not love it as much as you do, right?
So get out.
It's important to disconnect from that and get that, hey, I may be loving all my time at work and all the time I'm spending away from family and friends, but they may want to reel me back in for a little bit of time together too. And yeah. So I think the important thing is also there are so many cues and distractions in our home and work environment that can keep us from really getting lost in play and disconnecting, because there's always stuff that has to be done around us. And when you're too close to it, it can distract you away from really being present and engaging with family and friends. And so that's why for me, it's good to get out of your environment and try something new. And particularly like what I'm experiencing here is a huge indoor water park where you can't bring your phone in there because it'll freak you out that it may get, you know, waterlogged. Sure. And you won't be able to use it. Then you'll be in a total state of panic. So it also encourages your kids not to do the same. So you got to set those boundaries when you're on vacation also of when you're going to check in, when you're not, and make sure it's not disruptive to being present and enjoying each other.
Yeah, and I think that is a bigger challenge than it's probably ever been, the technology, because we're completely plugged in. Even when we're on family vacation, right? Everybody's got their own devices, and we forget to actually talk to each other. Let's talk about some of the benefits of unplugging, and how do we get families to actually talk to each other instead of their devices?
Yeah, so one of the things we have to think about is what does it mean to be connected in the reality of the 24/7 globally wired connected world that we live in? It is a reality. And we have to accept and embrace that reality and work with it, not against it, because I think you'll be running uphill if you are trying to work against it. So, you know, consider this. A Glassdoor survey found that 61% of people work while on vacation, and a Randstad survey found that 42% of people feel obligated to check in while on vacation. So that's a challenge, right? We're really feeling that need, that pull. So for me, I think if you can create the right blend. So when you're on vacation, when you're away, if you could work in time when, hey, I'm going to get up before my kids or my spouse is up and maybe do a little bit of work or check in, or I'll wait until they go to bed or they're getting ready for dinner. If you want to check in and you have that, I like to call FOMO, that fear of missing out, need to check in at work, that sort of self-importance that no one else can do what I do kind of thing.
Angel's looking at me funny.
Exactly. There you go. So those may be the times to do it so that you're not disrupting. And also you need to role model for your kids, because remember, they're wired in too. They may not be checking in at work, but they're checking in on social media and with friends and maybe school stuff. So I think it's important to set those boundaries, but you have to have the conversation and talk about when it's in the drawer and closed, when we're jamming the water slides or taking a hike in the park. That's out of bounds for the phones, and then it's in bounds during these times, and it's okay. Every family's different.
Every family is different. It makes a lot of sense. Get out there, take a vacation. We want to give thanks to the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions out there in the Poconos for setting up this interview. And thank you, Dr. Woody, for joining us. How do people find out more about you and your activities?
First just go to KalahariResorts.com and check it out. And then, of course, you can always just Google Dr. Woody. I'm pretty easy to find.
There you go. Google Dr. Woody. All right. Fantastic interview. And I loved the idea of getting out and making, you know, take those small vacations, even the short ones, probably will reduce your stress levels, get you more active where activity is beneficial.
You know, I just was on a webinar recently and talking about how do you get through summer, and the first thing they say is take a vacation.
Take a vacation. Mm-hmm. There it is. Folks, we have to take a quick break for the top of the hour news and station IDs, but we will be back with a whole other hour of positive business talk. Not going to want to miss any of it, so stay tuned and keep the volume up. This is Angel and Eric, and you're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.